You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
What do you think of when you think of the future? Is it space travel? Robots? Trucks with the word cyber in front of them? Whatever your vision, there is one man working to make it a reality. He's part Thomas Edison, part Iron Man, part annoying dude in the group chat, and he's anything but your standard CEO.
I changed my title to Techno King. And by the way, this is a formal SEC filing. I'm legally Techno King. I just did that as kind of like a joke.
Yes, he's the Techno King, but as a joke. And soon we'll all be his serfs, but in a funny way. Because while he may be an eccentric, satellite-launching, terminally online billionaire who wants to plug people into computers and build a vast network of underground tunnels, it's not like he's some kind of supervillain.
Eventually, you can transform Mars into an Earth-like planet. Drop thermonuclear weapons over the poles.
Well, maybe a little. So strap in, turn on the autopilot, but keep your hands on the steering wheel in case of pedestrians. Because this is the Daily Showography of Elon Musk, visionary future man. Elon Musk was born in Pretoria, South Africa, in Earth year 1971. His father made a fortune in construction and emerald mining because Africa's resources are like free money for white people. Badly bullied in school, Elon overcame many hardships, although unlike other South African celebrities, he didn't make his childhood into a whole thing. By age 10, he was learning to program computers. At 12, he built a video game he called Blastar, which started his lifelong love of inventing things that already exist. Soon after, he left South Africa and made his way to a booming Silicon Valley, where he launched his first company, Zip2, which he eventually sold to Compaq Computer for $305 million. Like so many tech entrepreneurs, he earned his unimaginable wealth by doing something invaluable for society, selling a startup you've never heard of to a company that doesn't exist anymore. Musk celebrated by buying himself a million-dollar supercar.
There are 62 McLarens in the world, and I will own one of them.
Yes. Musk was so rich, he could afford to have a midlife crisis while he was still in his 20s. Sadly, his new toy wouldn't last long.
I didn't really know how to drive the McLaren because it's like a difficult car to drive. And I floored it and did a lane change and the back wheels broke loose and the car spun around. And then we hit the embankment and knocked the car into the air, which continued spinning like a discus, like 3 feet in the air.
That's right. Musk's McLaren crashed worse than Dogecoin after Saturday Night Live. For his next act, Musk created X.com, which would later become PayPal, the app your uncle had to use because Venmo and Cash App won't work on his Nokia. Musk took the money he made from that business and built an empire of cool-ass shit. Rocket ships, electric cars, solar farms, artificial intelligence, neurotechnology, and underground highways, all while dating celebrities and starting a record label to release his own EDM track. Banger, all the more impressive considering Musk had clearly never heard music before. Yes, Elon Musk refuses to stay in his lane, much like a Tesla on autopilot.
It's changing lanes by itself.
Tesla's groundbreaking cars.
Loaded for speed! Go!
brought unprecedented power, range, and sexiness to electric vehicles, a market previously reserved for nerds who cared about the environment. And Musk even promised the dream of full self-driving technology.
No hands, no feet, nothing.
Like promised repeatedly.
I'm confident that in less than a year, you'll be able to go from highway on-ramp to highway exit without touching any control.
Holy shit, it just ran that red light.
I'm quite confident that within 3 years, the car will be able to take you from point to point. You could be asleep the whole time.
God. Jesus.
I think we're basically less than 2 years away from complete autonomy.
Oh shit. We hit that.
Cross country from LA to New York by the end of the year, fully autonomous.
Extremely confident of achieving full autonomy and releasing it to the Tesla customer base next year.
But Musk can't stop dreaming big, even when he probably should.
Oh my God.
Like when SpaceX made history with the world's first reusable rocket technology and then used it to launch the first car into space. Technically the second, if you count Elon Musk's McLaren. Musk's special brand of achievement has won him a totally normal and healthy fan base around the world. But success didn't come easy. He had to overcome a lot of doubters, starting with himself.
I don't want to give the impression that I thought Tesla would be successful from the beginning. I actually thought we would fail. We were only a few days from bankruptcy. It was literally 2 days.
It pushed him to the brink. Musk could have gone from being a multi-billionaire all the way down to the very lowest rung of society. Millionaire. But through the years, Musk kept his many ventures going with little more than his can-do attitude.
Oh, Jesus, sorry.
And billions of dollars in government subsidies. Today, Musk isn't merely the richest man in the world. His net worth is higher than the GDP of most countries. Should Musk be a country? He does have a national anthem. But don't worry, it's not like he's got an army or anything.
I went to Russia to look at buying a refurbished ICBM, which is a very trippy experience.
Okay, maybe worry a little. And he's not just great at making money, he's also an expert at saving it by paying almost nothing in taxes for 3 years and then actually nothing in 2018. Of course, there's always haters who like to nitpick Musk's business methods.
There are charges of unreported injuries, excessive hours, abusive conditions, injuries on the job, breathing toxic fumes, over 100 ambulance calls.
I don't think that's correct. I mean, I was literally living in the factory. If there's like toxic fumes, I'm breathing them. Okay.
Exactly. Does Musk seem like a man who is inhaling toxic fumes? But Elon Musk also understands that all work and no play make X-A12 a dull boy. And like any well-adjusted person, his favorite pastime is spending 12 to 14 hours a day on Twitter. So it made sense when Musk announced that he would buy the social media platform, and even more sense when the deal spun out of control and crashed into an embankment. But Musk doesn't only use Twitter for fun, he uses it to make the world a better place, or at least promised to. It's where he promised to solve world hunger, end traffic, fight COVID, and fix Flint's water. And when a Thai soccer team was stuck in a cave, Elon even promised to rescue those kids from the guy who rescued them. That's why Musk is such a champion of free speech. If you can't randomly accuse someone who's saving people's lives of being a pedo guy, does civil discourse even exist? Elon Musk is dedicated to building a brighter future for all humanity. It's why he backed the most futuristic presidential candidate of 2020. It's why he's so dedicated to turning every aspect of our lives into a platform for his dumb jokes. From robots to cybernetic implants to AI to space travel to unfettered social media, Elon Musk is building a future that humanity only imagined in the movies. And who wouldn't want to live there?
You basically have to hate humanity if you don't like that future.
And that's why Elon Musk truly is a visionary future man.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.